KD Country 94 weather.
The pigskin season is back, and so is the Football Express, presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable on KD Country 94. The Express previews games from the North Central Activities Association, Northern Plains League, and the Mid-Continent League, plus other notable games prior to kickoff every Friday night at 5:45 on KD Country 94. Your ticket to hop on board the Express is absolutely free. So whether you are driving to the football games or devouring that delicious brat as you tailgate in the parking lot, remember to get the very latest analysis and area coaches' thoughts on the games that night with the Football Express, Friday nights at 5:45 on KD Country 94. Brought to you exclusively by Cunningham Telephone and Cable.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High of 94 this afternoon under sunny skies, winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 68 tonight, highs around 99 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Highs around 99 Sunday under sunny skies, 96 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently it's 86.
Kintu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Kintu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Kintu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Get ready for an unforgettable night of faith, fun, and music as Matthew S. performs at the Kansas State Fair on September 13th with special guest Ann Wilson. Happening September 8th through the 17th in Hutchinson. With more than 20 years of Christian songwriting, Matthew West is one performance you don't want to miss. Go to KansasStateFair.com and get your tickets to see Matthew West with Ann Wilson on September 13th.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Beginning today, Friday, September 1st, the Kansas Department of Transportation will begin resurfacing about 11 miles on U.S. Highway 36 and K-112 in Jewell County. Work on U.S. Highway 36 will begin at the Smith-Jewell County line and continue east for about 8.5 miles to the west K-128 U.S. 36 Junction. Work on K-112 will begin at the K-112 U.S. 36 Junction and continue north about 2.5 miles to the south city limits of Esben. Flaggers and a pilot car will direct traffic through the construction zone. Drivers should be prepared for a delay of up to 15 minutes and plan extra time in their travel schedules. APAC Kansas Incorporated Hutchison is the prime contractor and has scheduled this $644,000 project to be completed in mid-October, weather permitting. KDOT urges all motorists to be alert and obey the warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. To stay aware of all highway construction projects across Kansas, go to candrive.com or call 511. A couple of job openings to tell you about. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. The successful candidate should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, and a minimum of 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send resume to Agmark LLC, attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Also, you could start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee-owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 60 Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Beloit High School Fall Homecoming Week comes to a conclusion today with Trojan Pride Day. Wear your orange and black. The 2023 Beloit High School Fall Homecoming candidates include Noah Gershner, Brody Schroeder, Maddox Waters, Bryce Beisner, and Quinn Eilert, along with the Queen candidates Miley Brown, Ashlyn Knight, Allison Schroeder, Marley File, and Peyton Remus. The MCs of the event will be Jaden Brooks and Morgan Weston, and there will be a parade today beginning at 2:30, begins at the corner of South and Mill Street, goes north up Mill to 5th Street, floats then turn left at 5th Street over the Bell, then on north to the Beloit Junior Senior High School Gymnasium. And that's where they'll have the community assembly and pep rally at 3 o'clock. The crowning of homecoming royalty has been backed up to 7:30 p.m. at Trojan Stadium tonight. And then the football game against Ellsworth will take place with kickoff at 8 o'clock. You can watch the homecoming ceremonies and a live video stream, ncksports.com, via the Beloit Trojan channel. And you can also watch the game itself as well on the radio. You can listen Z96.3 The Lake. The Brandon Augustine Memorial Ride / Poker Run will be tomorrow, Saturday, September 2nd at the Glen Elder Square. Registration 8:30 in the morning. First bike car out at 9 a.m. $25 for three hands, $10 for one hand. Questions, call 545-5918. Also tomorrow, Saturday, September 2nd, is the 16th annual Glen Elder Lions Club Tractor Cruise in memory of Dan Geis and Calvin Bonert. This year, they'll meet at the Hopewell Church at the Glen Elder State Park at 9 a.m. Registration will be at 8 a.m., be unloaded and ready for driver's meeting at 8:45. They'll travel to the Downs Roadside Park for lunch, catered by Outlaw Barbecue. The entry fee is $25 and will include lunch, thanks to a donation from the Dan Geis Memorial. On the way back, they'll visit the Sod and Stubble House along Highway 24. The trip will be approximately 40 miles. All tractors will need a slow-moving placard and maintain at least a 10-mile-per-hour speed. This year's tractor drive proceeds will go to the Glen Elder Lions Club Scholarship Fund. For more information, contact Jim at 545-7082 or 545-3614. There'll be a benefit breakfast and bake sale coming up Monday, September 4th from 7:30 to 10 a.m. at Glen Elder Library. Breakfast burritos and biscuits and gravy. And there'll be to-go boxes available. Proceeds will be given to James Davis, also known as Norman, to help fight the battle of cancer. And items for the bake sale can be dropped off at Central National Bank in Beloit or Cunningham Telephone Cable's office in Glen Elder. And that event is hosted by the Breast Friends Foundation. And a celebration of life for Ken Piazza will be held on Thursday, September 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Down Under, located at 121 West Court Street in Beloit. And you're welcome to join everyone as they remember a man who dedicated his life to working with kids as a teacher and a coach and who lived life to the fullest. Of course, former Beloit wrestling coach and also an assistant coach on a football team back in the day. That celebration of life for Ken Pizza Piazza will be Thursday, September 7th from 5 to 7 at the Down Under in Beloit. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Perkasich. Clean snap. Good hole. Got it. A new coach, but a much similar story for Nebraska. A blown second half lead as they fall at Minnesota to open out their season on Thursday night. More of the game coming up in this sportscast. Look at other college football. Also look at local sports results from Thursday in the area. High school football preview today. The Kansas City Royals back on the field and an update on the U.S. Open. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, the Beloit Lady Trojans sweeping both Ellsworth and Ellenwood in volleyball Thursday, beating Ellsworth 25-10, 25-13, and Ellenwood 25-16 and 25-23. Thunder Ridge went 0-2 to home Triangular, losing to both Plainville and Northern Valley in 2. Concordia Cross Country Invitational. St. John's boys won the team championship. Lance Landina Beloit was in first place individually. Jonas Letourneau of St. John's second. Gabriel Roderick of St. John's finished fourth. Hannah Bridwell of Concordia took the individual girls championship. You can find the full results at ncksports.com. And in high school girls tennis at Clay Center, the host school Clay Center winning first place, Beloit second, Osborne third. First place finishes for Ashlyn Knight of Beloit at number one singles, Gracie Reiner and Levy Reiner of Osborne at number one doubles, Maya Mim of Beloit at number two singles. Full results for that also at ncksports.com. High school football season starts tonight on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake, as well as the Beloit Trojan channel at ncksports.com. On Katy Country 94, St. John's, Tipton, and Rock Hills in Mankato. On Z96.3 Through the Lake, Beloit opens the season at home against Ellsworth. The other games in the immediate area tonight, Osborne at Hill City. There's a junior high game at 5. Varsity high school football will follow in Hill City. Also in the MPL, Lakeside hosting Lynn, Sylvan Lucas at Lincoln. Thunder Ridge goes to Alma, Nebraska. Pike Valley hosting Reno County Homeschool. Southern Cloud is at Northern Valley. In the Mid-Continent League, Smith Center opens their season at Phillipsburg. And in the NCKL, Concordia is at Chapman. Again on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com, St. John's Tipton at Rock Hills. Blue Jays went 6-3 last season. Grizzlies were 2-7. St. John's Tipton coach Dean Gingler expects a physical Rock Hills team.
We know they'll be bigger and they'll come with power, so you got to have an attitude going into it that's what you're going to see coming at you. So, I mean, how do you mentally get ready for it and just know that's what's going to be there?
On the Rock Hills sideline, their new head coach Wyatt Flynn gave some keys for success.
They're moving a lot up on the line. That got us in trouble last year a few times. We got some false starts there to start the game. Kind of didn't work out in our favor off the bat. Started with 4 punts. But if we can just stay set in our blocks and let them do what they need to do on the defensive side with their movement. But offensively, go back to giving up the big ball. You cannot give up big plays. If we limit the big plays, we'll be in a great spot.
Pre-game for St. John's, Tipton, and Rock Hill, 6:30 tonight. I'll have the call from Mankato. The Ellsworth Bearcats come to Beloit to face the Trojans in week one on Z96.3 Through the Lake. The Beloit Trojan channel, NCKSports.com. Ellsworth 8-2 last season. Beloit finished 8-3. Bearcats won 14-6 in the opener a year ago. Beloit coach Brad Gober hopes to use the size advantage his team has tonight.
Just got to be aggressive, be physical, trust each other. You know, everybody does their job. You know, we should be good to go. You know, I think that we're going to be bigger and more physical than most of the teams that we play. You know, that's going to be the case tonight. Elsa's got a couple big kids, don't get me wrong, but across the board, we're much bigger than them. So we just got to make sure that we impose our will.
Pre-game coverage for Ellsworth at Beloit tonight against 725. Wade Gerster and Todd Clover on the call. For a full preview of high school football, catch the Football Express from Cunningham Telephone and Cable at 540 on Katy Country 94. And we'll conclude our game night coverage of the local high school football scoreboard show at 10:05 on Katy Country 94, presented by State Farm Insurance in Beloit and Osborne. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, a new coach, but a much similar result for Nebraska football as they lost their season opener and the first game of the Matt Rhule tenure at Minnesota Thursday night, 13-10. They led 10-3 until the Gophers scored with 2:32 remaining, and then another interception from Nebraska gave Minnesota the ball back. 47-yard field goal from Dragan Kesich as time expired gave the Gophers the 3-point win. Also in college football, Kansas will open their season tonight. They host Missouri State. The Jayhawks are entering their third season under head coach Lance Leipold. Leipold on what he wants to see in the opener against the Bears.
I want us to play just like we're playing anybody each and every week, that we go out and play to our best and show the improvement in every area that we need to be physical on both sides of the line of scrimmage, and it establishes itself right there and to have a presence. And much like all of you, we've got a lot of new names and faces a little bit in that front, and I'm going to be excited to see them in live action.
KU and Missouri State kick off at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN Plus for a full preview. We're joined by the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, on the Sports Ticket Thursday. You can catch that interview on our podcast at katycountry94.com. K-State opens their season on Saturday night against Southeast Missouri. Wildcats hoping to build off of a Big 12 championship last season. K-State coach Chris Kleiman respects that Southeast Missouri program.
We know this is going to be a really good football game. Coach Took does a great job at SEMO. I've known about his program in SEMO for a long time, and they're a playoff team perennially in the FCS, probably the best team in the OVC this year, and they have really good talent.
K-State and SEMO will kick off at 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus on Saturday night. For a full schedule for the Big 12, visit Big12Sports.com. In baseball, the Royals had Thursday off. They're currently on a 6-game losing streak. They're just 41-94 on the season. They'll begin a 3-game series with the 69-65 Red Sox. Game 1 at 7:10 tonight at Kauffman Stadium. And finally, in sports and tennis, second round of the U.S. Open wrapped up Thursday. No major upsets on the men's side. Number 1, Carlos Alcaraz. Number 3, Daniil Medvedev each moved on in straight sets. On the women's side, number 2, Aryna Sabalenka. Number 3 seed Jessica Pegula and 5th seed Ange DeBrew all advanced. Third round matches will start today in Queens. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas. Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.